Private First Class Joe Elmore went missing in action in 1950 in North Korea, but his remains have just been positively identified and are in the process of being returned to Kentucky. His sister, Mary Bolin, who lives in Bowling Green, got the news in a phone call on July 5th.
I prayed that, it would happen in my lifetime.
Bolin was just 15 when her family received word of his death in a telegram. But Bolin, who is now 83, remembers her brother leaving for the war with no reservations.
He said, I've got to go serve my God and my country.
The remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers are still in North Korea, despite decades of effort by their families and the military to repatriate them. Following his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore in June, President Donald Trump said the remains of some of those soldiers would be handed over. Elmore's family says his remains will arrive in Nashville on August 15th and will be transferred to his hometown of Albany, Kentucky, for burial with full military honors. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.